You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning in the studio we have got Dr. Danae Larson, who's a lecturer in the School of Chemical Sciences here at the University of Auckland, and we're talking a wee bit about taste and texture today. Morena, how are you this morning?
Good morning, I'm very well, thank you.
Great to have you in the studio. So I think when we think about food, we always think about, you know, the flavour, but the texture is very important, and this is something you've been researching. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been looking into.
Yeah, no, it's right. So often we just think about flavour, that's the first thing that comes to us, but actually texture plays a really important role in how much we actually like food.
Mm.
So some of us are texture eaters, right? And some of us might be flavour eaters, but actually I think much more people are texture eaters than they realise. So
that's really interesting. Now, what got you interested in the first place in this as a sort of world of research, and what are you actually looking into when it comes to these topics?
So I'm a food scientist and I kind of specialise in sensory science of food. So I get to play with food all day, basically. It's a really fun job. But of course, there's some science involved as well. And how I got interested in this particular thing was thinking about food pairing and why are some really weird combinations out there? How come some things go together and others just don't? And what is the science behind that?
That's so interesting. So what kind of pairings are you talking about there, or what's a sort of good example of one?
Oh, so it's all sorts of things. So things that you wouldn't think necessarily go together. So we have rum and beef.
That's an unusual one.
I was quite surprised, but very nice.
Yep.
Coffee and lamb.
Yeah, these are not things I'd think to put together.
Yeah. So it's actually to do with the aroma compounds.
Wow.
So the chemistry of them, how they smell actually has a lot to do with the flavour and why we like them.
So, I mean, this is something that I think my probably main knowledge comes from that one scene in Ratatouille where the little rat eats the cheese and the strawberry and the little fireworks go off in his brain. But, you know, this is something I think maybe we're thinking about a lot more since COVID and that being a really big impact for a lot of people in terms of their symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
What's been interesting to you about the type of stuff you've been discovering as you've been looking further into this science?
So basically, I didn't realise myself how much all of our senses are involved in how much we like something.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah, I realise flavour and that sort of in texture, but also the sound of how food actually sounds when we crunch it.
Oh.
That plays a big role as well.
How do you measure something like enjoyment, or how do you sort of get all those variables and find some way to have a baseline almost?
Yeah, so what we do is we use human panels, so sensory panels, and they're given different food samples and they have to rate them, how much they enjoy them, for example, on little line scales. And so for example, we can manipulate some of those sensory like texture or sound. We can make them, when they're eating chips, make them believe that they're crunchier than they actually are through headphones, for example, putting the noise down the headphones. And people like crunchier chips, even though it's not really the case, right? Because we've tricked them.
That's so interesting. I guess it kind of makes sense as well when you think about advertising. There's some of that stuff, you know, you kind of maybe implicitly understand, like crunchy chip is always the way it's sold in an ad. Mm. But actually having the science to back that sort of phenomenon up is really fascinating. What are some of the other usages for this type of learning?
So basically a lot of the stuff I'm doing is trying to get people to like things they don't usually like.
Mm.
So using food pairing and the science behind it to actually say, hey, I don't like broccoli, but if I pair it with something that has similar aroma compounds, they're going to go together and it's going to make me like the broccoli more.
That's super interesting. I imagine there's probably so many usages for that. I think about people who maybe have like food sensory stuff to do with being on the autism spectrum. Food's often a really big deal, and like the texture and the flavour and the colour as well is always kind of a big deal. Is that something that comes into this work at all?
Not necessarily, but it does have these applications, right? So maybe, you know, if I find out some interesting things, then we could branch out, or maybe someone will collaborate with me and we can go into that sort of space as
That's
well.
That's so interesting. What are you hoping is going to be the next step for this type of work?
Well, basically no one really knows why food goes together, right?
That's
we still
wild.
Don't know. So I would really like to maybe find out. I don't know if I will, but maybe I can put a piece of the puzzle together.
It must be cultural as well, because I remember a friend, actually an old segment host of this, Sam, who used to do our breakfast food slot, talking a lot about how in Asian cuisine there's way more focus on texture than there is consciously in Western food. Mm. And that's, you know, I think Sam brought in jellyfish as an example of that, where there's not really a lot of flavour to jellyfish, but it's got a really interesting texture. And so that is the experience of eating that food. I can't really think of anything in like a Western palette of Kai that has the same total emphasis on the texture first. You got any examples or things that you think about when you come to that space?
That's a really good question. I'm just trying to think. Jellyfish is a perfect example, right?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head, but you're right. See, texture is so important. Mm-hmm. And we actually can also manipulate texture. So some work I've done in the past is actually increasing the textural complexity of food, and that actually affects how much food we eat.
So what does textural complexity mean?
So basically it's sort of making a food and jamming as many different types of texture in that one food. So,
oh, wow.
You know, crunchy, crispy, springy, chewy, you know, all the different attributes. And we did some tests and we found that people, if they had this little model food, they had all sorts of different textures in it first, before they had a meal, they actually ate less, because their brain already thought that it had eaten all this food, because all these different textures must come from different foods, right?
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
That stuff is fascinating to unpack. I imagine it must be one of those things where you start pulling the thread and there's so far that it goes.
Yes, definitely.
Has there been anything really surprising or fascinating to you that's come out of your research that's sort of stood out to you from the experiences you had?
So basically the one I was just saying with this texture, for the first time, like no one had actually been able to show this, we showed that if you increase textural complexity, people are going to start to get full faster.
Mm.
And they're also going to stay full for longer.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So, and you just think about it, the applications in the food industry, right? We could make something that's healthy but texturally complex.
Mm.
And then maybe people who, you know, have an overeating problem, they still have healthy food, but they'll just eat slightly less.
Man, the applications for this are so vast, eh? It's so interesting. Dane, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about your research. Dr. Dane Larson is a lecturer in the School of Chemical Sciences here at the University of Auckland. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you, you too.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.